Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Happy Friday afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you today. We appreciate you having us on. We're going to be updating you throughout the afternoon. They're calling it Tropical Cyclone 9, but we're going to call it Imelda. It'll be changing a little bit later in the afternoon, but that is the storm we're going to need to watch. It is tracking right now, you know, coming up out of the Caribbean, heading into the between the Bahamas and Florida and moving northerly, but it is drifting ever so slightly westerly, which means Jacksonville, St. Aug, and those areas could be in for a skirting of that storm. We'll talk about it this hour. Got more information coming in.
Well, and also, I hate to cut you off, but something else we just want to warn you about is at 6 o'clock, you're not going to be hearing hour 3 of Pensacola right now like any other Friday. We are actually going to have Florida State. They're playing on a Friday night, kicking off at 6. News Radio 92.3 is your home for Florida State football. So we're only giving you a two-hour show tonight. At 6 o'clock, Florida State will take on Virginia in Charlottesville.
Okay, and once again, Tropical Storm Imelda has potential impacts all up the East Coast there. They're kind of targeting Charleston, South Carolina as like the bullet point at this point. But if it starts to drift any more westerly, Jacksonville and the St. Aug area and Georgia and up the coast, we'll see some of the story. It's going to be a weak one when it does make landfall. So it'll be about 75 miles per hour. Okay, that's it. Let's look at the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, Pensacola Beach Associates President Rhonda Dorfman confirmed they're beginning the process of exploring incorporating Pensacola Beach and becoming a self-governing body like a city. On November 5th, PBA will meet to discuss what residents can expect from incorporation and how much it's going to cost.
Number two.
And Florida's minimum wage going up on Tuesday, increasing to $14 for non-tipped workers and $10.98 for tipped staff. Voters approved Amendment 2 back in 2020, raising the wage by a dollar each year until it reaches $15 an hour in 2026. Local business owners say, along with the wage hike, consumers should expect to brace for higher prices.
Number three.
Senator Don Gates on Thursday filed a bill that seeks to crack down on truck drivers who are undocumented immigrants. Senate Bill 86 would require law enforcement officers to take custody those truck drivers who are illegal immigrants. It would also impound trucks who are taken into custody and levies a $50,000 fine on the vehicle's owners. Look at this, 4:15 already in the afternoon. And Austin Price in with the traffic and weather.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot in Pensacola is going to be Michigan Avenue. That's if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of our usual spots. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, sitting at around 86 degrees, 87-ish. We have had some rainfall, so it is kind of damp out there. Not much rain going on right now, though. And as we get into your Friday evening, heading into your weekend, we should see those rainfall chances completely dissipate.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, those weather conditions have actually improved, setting up a sunny and warm weekend already. Beautiful afternoon. The perfect formula for a great beach experience. Pensacola Beach Safety Chief Dave Greenwood.
Crowd levels are winding down, and so are the lifeguard staffing, but we're well-staffed on the weekends. Saturdays and Sundays, we've got all the Gulf front beaches open, I'm happy to say.
All right, look for the green flags as the Gulf will be laid down for the next couple of days.
All righty, and developers of the Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel are in talks with Pensacola officials about a new project at Community Maritime Park, which would reportedly feature entertainment, shopping, and residential spaces. According to the P&J, developers hoping to attract grocery stores like Trader Joe's, upscale restaurants, and unique entertainment options, including a premium movie theater. The current plan includes a 7-floor complex with 190,000 square feet of retail space, 119 residential units, and a 1,300-space parking garage.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Yeah, not a good story to start off with. It's kind of depressing here. A Florida mother is accused of trying to drown herself and her three young children early yesterday morning after an alleged argument about child care. Fox 13, Tampa Bay's Evan Axelbank has the details.
An Instagram live stream shows Shanice walking with her kids to a community pool. Just after that, court documents say she used a rope to tie herself to the children, who are aged 3, 2, and 8 months, and jumped into the deep end of the pool. Family members who arrived by car jumped the fences and pulled the four people out, saving all of them. She was arrested by deputies and appeared on Thursday afternoon at a child custody hearing from her jail cell. Their father, Theo Williams, tried to get custody, saying he was not involved in what happened. But attorneys for the children argued he had known about her mental health issues and never tried to stop them from being around her.
In a multi-agency illegal immigration sweep in Brevard County nets huge results in just 4 days. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins says the message is loud and clear. Illegals coming to Florida cannot mess around or they will find out, as the state is firing its crackdown on all cylinders. More arrests are expected as the operation continues, with Border and FHP working alongside ICE and local law enforcement.
Okay, Florida lawmakers are considering whether to redraw the state's congressional districts, not in 2030. That's when it usually happens, after the consensus, after the census. But now they're going to try to do it in the middle of the decade. Supporters said it was about fairness. Critics in Northwest Florida said it was about power.
Look at it
like half full, glass half full, glass half empty.
I suppose. In Broward County Public Schools, students and staff wearing white today in honor of Peace Across Broward Day as Choose Peace and Stop Violence Week comes to a close. So here's some wholesome news for you. School board member Sarah Leonardi says she believes every leader, not only elected ones, but also teachers and parents, have an obligation to calm the climate and learn to respectfully disagree. Broward Schools has been observing Choose Peace Week and Peace Across Broward Day since 2010.
Well, a federal appeal court this week agreed to speed up the legal battle over alligator Alcatraz in the Everglades, state officials saying a ruling will not come until early next year. While the legalities kind of play out there, that facility will continue their operations.
All right. And Florida's attorney general accusing Orange Osceola state attorney Monique Worrell of negligence for failing to prosecute child sex predators. AG James Uthmeyer alleging that Worrell is too soft on crime. The governor suspended her back in 2023 for discouraging assistant state attorneys from seeking mandatory sentences for gun and drug offenses. Orlando voters reelected her in 2024, and it's not clear what action will be taken.
All right. 419 News Radio 92.3. Florida officials announcing a historic agreement with ICE. More funding for that 287G program. If you're not familiar with this, this allows ICE to work with state and local law enforcement to remove illegal immigrants. Here's Governor DeSantis.
We are not going to tolerate any of this that you see in some of these other jurisdictions. And so just be forewarned, if you want to take a pot shot at an ICE agent or any law enforcement, you are going to have severe consequences.
All righty, 419 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you. Also, another quick check of your roads and weather right here on this Friday afternoon edition of Pensacola Right Now News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on. There were no big surprises in the latest readings on the inflation today. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
Inflation numbers for August are mixed. The numbers aren't showing much improvement, but any increases remained modest. The PCE price index for August rose 0.3%, up slightly from July. Though excluding food and energy, core PCE declined to a 0.2% increase. For the year ending in August, it nudged up to 2.7%, though core PCE for the year remained at 2.9%. The Federal Reserve looks at inflation and the job market as it decides whether to lower interest rates. Americans made more last month. Incomes rose 0.4%, and they were spending more. It increased 0.6%. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Okay, PCE, there you go, looking pretty good today. Stocks ending up pretty positive. Hillary Barsky's in with the report.
The major averages snapping a three-session losing streak and ending higher after the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, came in line with expectations, leaving an opening for a possible interest rate cut next month by the Fed. The PCE index rose 0.3% in August. The Fed gives more weight to the so-called core price index. That excludes food and gas. It rose to a somewhat slower 0.2% on a monthly basis, while it was unchanged at 2.9% annually. The Dow winners: Goldman Sachs, Boeing, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners: Apple, Chevron, and Cisco. The Dow up 300 points. The Nasdaq higher by 99. S&P 500 up 39. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 Austin Price. Look at this weather. It is just looking pretty darn nice out there. And also traffic. Is that a problem right now?
Not in a way that's going to shock you.
Good answer.
This traffic and weather brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Yeah, I mean, we got our usual spots, Chris. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Avalon Boulevard, we got little waves of congestion in those areas. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also on 9 Mile Road itself, if you are traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, those are your worst-looking spots right now. As for your weather, sitting at around 79 degrees, it's going to be a low of 69 tonight. Rainfall chances going to be completely gone by this evening, heading into your weekend. Saturday and Sunday both looking like sunny, mostly clear. Highs just on 90.
Yeah, it looks like an SPF weekend there.
UV I would say so.
Pretty heavy, so take care of your skin when you're out there. Hey, forecasters over at the NHC saying Invest 94L, of course, the disturbance that's moving through the Caribbean, will become Tropical Storm Imelda in just a matter of hours. They did tell me earlier, this was earlier this morning, I'm talking about like 6 o'clock this morning talking right. to them. They were saying, well, it'll probably happen this weekend, but by the time 6 a.m. translated to 3 p.m. this afternoon, it might happen this afternoon. It's moving that quickly. So it does have potential impacts along the U.S. East Coast. You and I were speaking about this. The way it is tracking north, right up the East Coast of Florida, if it wavers to the west any degree or so, Jacksonville might be in that cone. Right. So we're watching that real close for you, but it looks like the targeted zone is Charleston, South Carolina at this point. And also we're talking about, well, for now, Hurricane Humberto's exact track. It's uncertain, but it continues to strengthen in the Atlantic. Evan Brown has more from Miami.
Hurricane Humberto now has sustained winds of 90 miles an hour and is expected to grow stronger and reach Category 3 at some point, but the forecast track keeps the storm far out to sea and swinging around Bermuda. A low-pressure system now centered over Cuba has a very high chance of further organization and bringing significant rain and wind to the Bahamas and the U.S. Southeast. Gabrielle is now considered a post-tropical cyclone and is headed towards Portugal, where it will drop heavy rain. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And Sinclair says it will once again start airing Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. The broadcaster has preempted the ABC late-night talk show following Kimmel's return from suspension on Tuesday. Kimmel was suspended last week following comments he made related to the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. In a statement, Sinclair said, quote, "Our objective throughout this process has been to ensure that programming remains accurate and engaging for the widest possible audience."
Okay, former FBI Director James Comey. You probably know by now he's been indicted on charges of lying to Congress about the handling of the FBI probe into the Trump campaign's contacts with Russia. David Spunt following the story for us on News Radio 92.3.
This all happened rather quickly. This was actually presented to the grand jury yesterday. They debated for a few hours, then came back with this indictment. Count one, false statements within the jurisdiction of the legislative branch of the United States. That means essentially lying to Congress. Count two, obstruction of a congressional proceeding. The indictment is only 2 pages. It points to testimony before Congress in 2020. But before that, we have to go back to May 2017 when Comey testified before the Senate and denied leaking information or allowing others to leak information on his behalf as an anonymous source.
Let me tell you, this is becoming a very strange story because moments before former FBI Director Comey was indicted, his son-in-law resigned from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Eastern Virginia. Here's Jessica Rosenthal trying to straighten this one out.
Former FBI Director James Comey's son-in-law, Troy Edwards, was deputy chief of the National Security Section in the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Virginia, a prestigious role within the jurisdiction that covers the Pentagon and CIA. Prosecutors in this office often oversee some of the most high-profile espionage cases. He wrote in a letter addressed to Lindsey Halligan, the new acting U.S. attorney for this region, that in order to uphold his oath to the Constitution and country, he hereby resigns as an assistant U.S. attorney, effective immediately. This past summer, the Justice Department fired Comey's daughter, Maureen, who worked as a prosecutor in the Southern District of New York. She is suing to get her job back. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All right. And popular Washington, D.C.-based attorney Robert Barnett, dead at 79. Barnett's wife confirmed his death and praised him as the greatest husband ever in a statement to CNN. He was a lawyer and dealmaker who represented some of the most notable American political figures in the last half century. And over the course of his career, he served as a partner at Williams & Connolly, as well as worked on 10 national presidential campaigns.
I thought I was the best husband award winner. Amberjack fishing in the federal waters of the Gulf will close tomorrow. Won't reopen for a year. September 1st, 2026, according to NOAA. The recreational catch limit for amberjack was 478,000 pounds more than the annual limit. That will get you shut down for a while. We're going to be talking a lot of sports. It's a weekend. We'll talk sports coming up at Lesson 5. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump predicting more charges for political foes following the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey. Fox's Jared Halpern.
President Trump says there's not a list, but he thinks other former Obama and Biden administration officials will be charged by the Justice Department.
No, there'll be others.
The president says the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey is about justice, not revenge. Comey is accused of making a false statement during a Senate hearing in 2020.
Comey says he's innocent and welcomes a trial. 17 people arrested following a protest at a temporary immigration processing center near Chicago and Broadview, Illinois. Homeland Security Secretary spokeswoman Tricia McLaughlin.
We actually had our law enforcement just confiscate a firearm from one of these protesters.
Protesters claim that ICE is holding people in inhumane conditions. America's listening to Fox News.
With the Sports Minute sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. LSU plays Ole Miss this weekend as we have a battle of two 4-0 teams. The Tigers' defense has been really good to start the season, but their offense isn't up to par. I think this is a race to 23 points this weekend in Oxford, Mississippi, and I have Lane Kiffin and Trinidad Chambliss winning that race while LSU's offense continues to struggle. I'm Zach Gelb.
Chumba Casino brings nonstop fun straight to your screen. Anytime, anywhere. Explore hundreds of games like slots, blackjack, and instant scratch-style cards. Sign up to unlock your free welcome bonus and daily login bonuses. And enjoy your chance at exciting prizes without spending a thing. Just click, play, and enjoy the ride. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Tomorrow night, live on NBC and Peacock, the Oregon Ducks
spectacular
take on the Penn State Nittany Lions
with a massive play.
It's the Whiteout in Happy Valley under the lights in prime time.
This house is rocking.
Don't miss Big Ten Saturday night, tomorrow, 7 Eastern, live on NBC and Peacock. Here comes Saturday night.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the future of WSRE and PBS programming hosted at Pensacola State College. Milton City Council has a very interesting discussion about eligibility for serving on boards and whether they should keep the ward system for the city council members. A Florida legislator says we should stop calling the West Bank the West Bank. And the Transgressors Memorial Service, in which Attorney General James Uthmeyer gets high praise from Brother Andrew. Listen to all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Pensacola Beach Advocates President Rhonda Dorfman confirmed that they are beginning the process of exploring incorporating Pensacola Beach and becoming a self-governing body, such as like a city. On November 5th, PBA will meet to discuss what residents can expect from incorporation and how much it would cost.
Number two.
Okay, Florida's minimum wage going up on Tuesday, increasing to $14 for non-tip workers, $10.98 for tip staff. Voters approved amendment number two in 2020, raising the wage by a dollar each year until it reaches, here comes that $15 an hour. I was putting in there in 2026. I knew there was a $15 somewhere in there. Local business owners say along with the wage hike, consumers should expect to brace for higher prices. Got to pay for it somehow.
Yeah.
Number three.
And Senator Don Gates on Thursday filed a bill that seeks to crack down on truck drivers who are undocumented immigrants. Senate Bill 86 would require law enforcement officers to take into custody truck drivers who are illegal. It would also impound trucks who are taken into custody and levies a $50,000 fine on the vehicle's owners.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
And listen, you can save money on water heaters. Yeah, Pensacola Energy's limited time $200 bonus rebate for those heaters ends next week. You could also get deals on natural gas water heaters ranging from $350 to about $1,000. PE customers eligible for the rebate must submit the necessary paperwork before the Tuesday deadline. Go ahead, do that. Save yourself some money.
Absolutely. And a proposed 96-lot RV park near Garson Point in Santa Rosa County has drawn strong opposition from local residents who fear it will disrupt their rural community. Neighbors expressed safety concerns about narrow roads and potential evacuation issues during emergencies. While the project must still pass through several regulatory hurdles, it's been said that there are some ideas on how to approach the situation. That's Kerry Smith, by the way. He said he's got some ideas on it, but he's not sure what they can do to stop the project since it's already been approved.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
A last-second field goal for the Seahawks. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Week 4 of the NFL season kicked off in Glendale, Arizona last night. Wild ending between the Seahawks and the Cardinals. Seattle was in front 20-6 with under 6 minutes to play. The Cardinals then scored two touchdowns. Kyler Murray connected with Marvin Harrison Jr. and then with Imari DiMercato with 33 seconds left. The extra point tied the score 20 apiece. But on the next kickoff, Arizona failed to get the ball into the landing zone, and so the Seahawks started at their own 40-yard line. A few plays later, Jason Myers came on and kicked a game-winning 52-yard field goal as time expired. Seahawks 23, Cardinals 20. 8 straight wins for Seattle against Arizona. The Seahawks improved their record this season to 3-1. Cardinals 2-2. Sam Darnold threw for 242 yards and one touchdown for Seattle. Kyler Murray had a couple of TD passes for Arizona, but also was intercepted twice. Golf, the Ryder Cup, the biennial international competition between the United States and Europe, underway this morning. 4 foursome matches, and then this afternoon, 4 best ball matches at Bethpage Black in New York on Long Island. This morning's matchups, alternate shot play, Americans Justin Thomas and Bryson DeChambeau versus Jon Rahm and Tyrell Hatton. Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley against Matt Fitzpatrick and Ludwig Aubert. Colin Morikawa and Harris English against Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood. Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay against Victor Hovland and Robert McIntyre. Baseball, we're up to the final weekend of the regular season. The Dodgers clinched the NL West title Thursday for the fourth year in a row. The Mets, one game ahead of the Reds and two better than the Diamondbacks for the final NL wild card. The Tigers ended an 8-game losing streak with a 4-2 win over Cleveland, which has the same record as Detroit but sits atop the AL Central. The Yankees beat the White Sox and remained in a first-place tie with the Blue Jays. Toronto beat Boston. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the NFL is headed back to Brazil. On Friday, the league announced a new commitment to play at least 3 regular season games over 5 years in Rio de Janeiro. So we wanted to give you more details on this. The first of those games will be played next year. The NFL played games in Sao Paulo last season and this season. The teams and date for next year's game will be announced at a later date.
Did they tell you the real reason they're doing this?
Why?
The halftime show.
Mm.
Did you see the halftime show from Brazil?
I did not.
Well, you should check that out.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons, probably, I'm sure. Hey, President Trump, speaking to reporters before attending the Ryder Cup golf tournament in Farmingdale, New York, today spoke, and he said he was looking forward to the golf.
The team is not doing so well. So when I heard that, I said, let's get on the plane. We have to fly and help them. They've lost three matches and they're tied in one. So that's not so well, but we'll get it done. One way or the other, we'll get it done.
And we just want to give you some two sports notes here that I got. One is that if you typically listen to us in the 6 o'clock hour, you're not going to be able to do so tonight because News Radio 92.3 is your home for Florida State Seminoles football, and at 6 o'clock they are kicking off at Virginia. I know Friday night games, rare for the Seminoles, but we got one tonight, so you only got a two-hour broadcast from Pensacola right now. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that we've got high school football tonight, and at 7:30, not the typical 7 o'clock time, at 7:30 we've got Navarre and Tate kicking off on ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
And you know, that is amazing because you usually don't see Florida State playing many Friday games, do you?
They've only got one more this year.
Okay, here you go. Here's your schedule for high school football. Oh, by the way, Panama City Bay whooped up on Pensacola High last night, 47-28. So here's your high school games tonight. It wasn't even close. Milton at PC Mosley, Pensacola Catholic at Freeport, Crestview at Pace. There you go, the Tate Navarre game. Booker T. Washington, Escambia, Knightsville, Gulf Breeze, Flemington at Jay, Rocky Bayou Christian at Central. The bye week. Here's your teams you're not going to hear about: Pine Forest, West Florida, and Northview.
Here's today's health news.
Well, the USDA issuing a public health alert that some ready-to-eat pasta meals may be contaminated. According to the department, some packages of market-side linguine with beef meatballs and marinara sauce may be contaminated with listeria, and the affected product was shipped to Walmart locations nationwide. The pre-cooked pasta packaged in 12-ounce clear plastic trays. The agency advises customers not to consume the pasta and throw it away or return it to the store of purchase.
Okay, COVID strain is on the loose, and if you have a cough that will not quit, look out. That could be the blame. Jessica Rosenthal has the story.
The XFG variant, a.k.a. Stratus, was first detected in Southeast Asia in the beginning of the year. Now it's in more than three dozen countries and has been found in several states, including New York, North Dakota, Michigan, and Vermont. Medical officials at Stony Brook University in New York say it's associated with a fever over 103 degrees, brain fog, shortness of breath, body aches, loss of appetite, and a dry, persistent cough. Stony Brook medical officials also say the Stratus strains mutated in a way that makes it easier to attack the immune system compared to the previous Nimbus strain, which was described as causing severe razor blade sore throat symptoms. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And a new study links drinking with the risk of getting dementia. Researchers presented findings in the journal BMJ Evidence-Based Medicine and say any amount of alcohol consumption will increase the chances of getting dementia. The study shows those who have 1 to 3 alcoholic beverages a week have a 15% higher chance of getting it. Wow.
Okay, the rising cost of housing in the U.S. could be hurting the birth rate. Here's Ashley Webster with more.
For a growing number of young couples across the country, the high cost of housing is forcing a difficult choice: work toward buying a home or have a child. More and more people apparently are picking the home. According to the National Association of Realtors, the median sales price for existing single-family homes has gone up 56% between February of 2020 and July of this year, and mortgage rates remain elevated. Research shows that couples are either deciding not to have children at all or just stop at one, saying that they simply cannot afford the higher costs and don't want to face a future of just scraping by.
Okay, a survey finding more children are trading outside time for video games. Lisa Brady has more on News Radio 92.3.
This is House Call for Health. Social media and screen time in general for kids remain a growing concern in terms of health risks, even compared to smoking, by one British counter-terror official. Now, a survey finds 15 to 17-year-old boys play video games 34 hours a week, more time than some spend in school. And that's only the known game time in a survey of parents by a gambling addiction charity published by Mumsnet. The average time kids spend gaming is increased by more than 3 hours per week in just 1 year. And in the UK, a report finds the amount of time children spend outside has declined by about 50% in a generation. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, 4:45, 15 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. And a look at the traffic and weather today. Austin Price is in.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, maybe some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, but that's not too bad. As for your weather, sitting at around 79 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Slight rainfall chances lingering this evening, but they will dissipate once we start bleeding into your Saturday. The weekend going to be absolutely sunny, mostly clear.
There you go. That you frame it for our local weather there. Looking just great. Wet weather, however, for the southwest and the southeast, while warmer temps just hang around for many Americans. Janice Dean has more on a Fox weather forecast.
A fairly quiet Friday in store for much of the country. We do have the potential for showers and thunderstorms along the eastern Gulf Coast states and the southeast, courtesy of a stationary front. The southwest in store for wet weather and the risk of flooding the next few days. And it may be the first official weekend of fall, but summertime temperatures are hanging on for much of the U.S. In the tropics, a potential tropical storm could develop over the weekend named Imelda, something the southeast will need to monitor closely. Fox Weather has the details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Residents in Los Angeles County say they're having a darn hard time getting permits to rebuild their houses after the Palisades wildfire. 9 months ago this happened. They still can't get a permit after 9 months. Okay, Max Gordon has the story from Pacific Palisades.
The Palisades and Eaton fires burned areas governed by both the city of L.A. and L.A. County. In the city of Los Angeles, there have been 1,581 permit applications with 629 permits issued. In L.A. County, as of this morning, there have been 1,997 rebuild applications received with 425 building permits issued with an average of 75 business days to permit issuance. That's over 3 months. We talked to Richard Wilkin, a 78-year-old lifelong Palisades resident and architect who lost his home in the Palisades fire. He put off his retirement to design plans for himself and nine of his neighbors who also lost homes.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Trump announcing yesterday that the U.S. will impose a 100% tariff on any branded or patented pharmaceutical product entering the country after October 1st. The measure will reportedly not apply to companies building drug manufacturing plants throughout the U.S. The president adding the exemption covers projects that have at least broken ground. Boeing can sign off on some of its 737 MAX and 787 Dreamliner planes before they're handed off to customers, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA stopped allowing Boeing to issue its own certificates for 737 MAX planes in 2019 after two fatal crashes. Stocks were higher on Wall Street today, with the Dow surging 300 points, the S&P 500 added 38, and the NASDAQ grew by 99. Crude oil futures for November are up slightly. They're currently above $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
TikTok is saved.
Hey.
President Trump and his Chinese counterpart sign off on a deal putting the popular app in U.S. control. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The agreement implemented by President Trump would give a majority of TikTok's ownership to a group of American investors run by a board committed to protecting data and national security.
It's going to be as secure as you can be because of the ownership and the people. And they have a big investment, you know, it's to their advantage to make sure it's good and safe.
Under the deal, TikTok is valued at about $14 billion. Last year, Congress passed a law shutting down TikTok in the U.S. unless its Chinese-controlled owner, ByteDance, divested. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, and lastly here, Federal Reserve Board of Governors member Lisa Cook looking to the Supreme Court in an effort to keep her position. Cook's legal team seeking to keep her in her post while her lawsuit over President Trump's attempt to fire her moves forward. Lower courts have kept Cook in her role, but the Justice Department has asked the High Court to put Trump's firing over mortgage fraud allegations into effect. Let's see. With it being just about 4:50, we're going to take a quick break, a little bit earlier than usual. We're going to be talking to Jordan Glass. He's going to be letting us know what's going on at the Seafood Festival. You may know Jordan from ESPN Pensacola or Cat Country 98.7, part of our sister stations there. So we'll get in touch with him in just a couple minutes. That and some pop culture notes coming up right at about 4:52-ish, right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Tune in this Monday as WSRE-TV's Bill Harrell, executive producer of Studio Amp, and Mary Riker, WSRE marketing director, will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9 to discuss the upcoming Studio Amp concert series starting next week with the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. It's going to be a fun-filled Pensacola Expert Panel show you don't want to miss this Monday at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
.453 heads up, Pensacola. Little Ozzy Osbourne this afternoon. Get you moving, getting ready, kind of wired in for the weekend. And boy, it's going to be a beauty out there. Jordan Glass joins us this afternoon. You know the name Jordan Glass. You know him from Cat Country. You know him from ESPN. He takes the time to join us today. He's down at the Pensacola Seafood Fest. Jordan, first of all, it's hot down there, isn't it?
You know, it is a little warm, but we did have some rain a little earlier. It blew through pretty quickly. I think it rained for all of maybe 5 to 10 minutes here in downtown, but it actually cooled it off a little bit. Still a little warm, but I think it's a very manageable day here for day one of Pensacola Seafood Festival.
Okay, here's the big thing on a lot of people's minds this afternoon. Parking. It's pretty difficult down there. I know we were talking to Mike Wood a few minutes ago from PPD. He was telling us the biggest problem they have over at Pensacola Police is people parking in people's lawns or on the sidewalks or things like that. Are you seeing any of that? And where would you recommend somebody parking down there?
So I would actually recommend, there's a lot of great spots. You'll see signs all throughout downtown that offer places for you to be able to park. If you just follow those signs, lots of great parking lots are open by the city of Pensacola that you can actually use. The parking lots down towards Fish House are available for people to use as well. And that's good. If you can get here early enough and get a good spot there, that's right next to where the festival is. But yeah, they do have Bayfront right here running through the festival area blocked off. So if you're trying to cut through Bayfront, you're not going to be able to do that. I know in years past, they've let through traffic come through here during the weekends. They've actually.
And I think we lost Jordan, but getting into it, watch where you park. We're going to summarize that whole thing there. The whole thing is, do not park in lawns. Do not park on driveways. Do not park on sidewalks.
Yes.
Because you'll probably get ticketed if you do. And you don't want to spoil the experience. The Seafood Fest going on for the weekend. The weather's great. Thanks to Jordan Glass for taking his time. And by the way, Jordan's going to be on the ESPN a little bit later, a couple hours from right now,
right,
with the high school football game.
Yes.
Busy guy.
Yes, he will.
Well, anyway. Traffic and weather. Top of mind awareness this afternoon. It's flowing right along. Weather's improved. How about the traffic? Is it improving or is it okay?
I'll get that right to you right after this traffic and weather sponsor here, ECUA, bulk waste service. Now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. today before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, yeah, we just kind of have a couple of our usual spots, Chris. I'm talking maybe a little bit at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also, some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon. As for your weather, sitting at around 79 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight. These rainfall chances aren't going to last much longer. Once we get into the weekend, it's going to be looking like a lot of sunny, mostly clear.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Right, get this. Paul McCartney's playing in Santa Barbara. But they're saying don't bring your telephone. Michelle Polino explains.
Paul McCartney is warming up for his Got Back tour with a special one-night-only show in Santa Barbara. The Beatle will play the 4,500-seat Santa Barbara Bowl just 3 days before his tour officially kicks off in Palm Desert. It's a rare chance to see McCartney in an intimate setting since he spent decades playing stadiums and arenas, but the show will be phone-free, with fans required to lock devices in yonder pouches. McCartney's Got Back Tour runs through North America with stops in Las Vegas, Minneapolis, and Chicago. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty. And also going on here, Merriam-Webster. We were talking about dictionaries earlier this week. They're adding 5,000 new words to its collegiate dictionary, including doom scroll, dumb phone, and WFH. I don't even know what that means. The publisher announced this week it was revising and reimagining its 12th edition, a full 22 years after its last update. Other additions include cold brew, riz, dad bod, hard pass, and cancel culture. The company is also including curated word lists, including words from the 1990s and words for things that often go unnamed.
Well, get this. A skateboard fetches more than $1 million on the auction block. It's got to be a pretty powerful skateboard. Yeah, it's Tony Hawk's, for goodness sake.
Wow.
Yeah, Krista DeMio has that story.
The skateboard used by professional skateboarder Tony Hawk was the first ever used to land a two-and-a-half-turn trick at the 1999 San Francisco X Games. It's a maneuver few skateboarders dare to try. After numerous failed attempts, Hawk successfully flipped twice through the air and nailed the landing. The Birdhouse Falcon 2 skateboard sold for a record-breaking $1.1 million on Julian's auctions. A portion of the proceeds will benefit Hawk's nonprofit foundation, which helps build skate parks. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And PlayStation says it will release its new Wolverine video game next fall. On Wednesday, the game brand dropped its first trailer for Marvel's Wolverine, which shows the mutant superhero in bloody combat with a series of villains. A PlayStation blog calls it the ultimate Wolverine fantasy that is breaking new ground. Wolverine set for a launch in the fall of 2026.
4:58, News Radio 92.3. 20 soldiers who received the Medal of Honor for their actions during, get this, the 1890 Battle of Wounded Knee. We'll keep their awards. It's a good one. Jeff Manasso's in.
The Biden administration ordered a review of the Medal of Honor awards in the Battle of Wounded Knee in South Dakota, where hundreds of members of the Lakota tribe were killed, with a panel finding last year that the soldiers earned and should keep the medals.
Yet, despite this clear recommendation, former Secretary Lloyd Austin, for whatever reason, I think we know, he was more interested in being politically correct than historically correct, chose not to make a final decision.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth on X.
This decision is now final, and their place in our nation's history is no longer up for debate.
About two dozen soldiers from the Army's 7th Cavalry were killed during the battle. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, a new study looks into the growing trend of violence coming from left-wingers. Alexandria Hoff is in.
It was conducted by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a bipartisan think tank. It shared this, quote, "The left-wing movement as a whole has not returned to its violent heights of the 1960s and 70s, but the number of terrorist incidents involving left-wing extremists so far this year puts 2025 on pace to be the left's most violent year in more than three decades." CSIS found that right-wing terror plunged this year, with one incident cited, compared to five carried out by left-wing perpetrators. This data runs through July 4th, so it does not include the assassination of Charlie Kirk or the attack on the Dallas ICE facility.
Okay, looking for something to do this weekend beside the seafood festival. The Friends of the West Florida Public Library holding their big fall book sale. This is always a popular one this weekend at the downtown library. Of course, that's down on Spring Street. The event includes books, audiobooks, CDs, DVDs. The event happening today, 3 to 7, tomorrow 9 to 5, and Sunday 9 to 3. So there you go. You had been told. Check it out. Always good. Okay, information coming up in 12. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.